Welcome to the Fun Show.
I'm Kelly Cree.
I'm Jessica Mullen.
And this is the most fun we've ever had.
Today, this is it. Most fun ever. We just got back from a bike ride.
Why is that significant?
Well, y'all, I've been dealing with PTSD in terms of biking because I got hit by an old man in Galesburg.
Wait, an old man punched you?
With his car. With his Malibu.
Is that what it was, a Malibu?
Yes, a Chevy Malibu Brown. And he hit me on, like, the least trafficked road in Galesburg. It was broad daylight, and there was no reason why he couldn't have seen me, but he couldn't see me because the sun was in his eyes, and he...
And because he was old and he probably couldn't see and he probably shouldn't have been driving in the first place.
He was definitely like 89.
He was like 98. He was like 908. I'm being really ageist right now.
Wow, babe.
Sorry about it.
Really embarrassing. Can't wait for us to be that old.
Dude shouldn't have been driving. And I tell you what, I'm not going to be driving.
I will. I'm going to be running bitches over on purpose. It's the only time you can. Be on drugs, running people over.
I swear.
Getting away with it.
They should change the tagline of Galesburg from a nice place to starve to Galesburg, we're old as fucking running people over because we can.
So, wow, yeah, you should propose that to Pritchard. Okay, so
I'll write a letter to the editor.
You will. We were just biking to Walmart, and I think I had some Veganaise in my pouch. Yeah, we had just gone to that health food store, Cornucopia.
It was a really good day leading up to that.
And I was feeling fine. I mean, I'd been hit by a car before, but I'd gotten over it. So then this day, I'm trying to make a left, and this guy at the stop sign just doesn't see me. Goes from a standstill to just slams into me.
Literally, as she was turning, like, she was right in front of him. Dude decides he's gonna hit that left.
Like he must have been going 5 miles an hour slamming into me.
Thank God he was only going 5.
But I, like, rolled over his windshield and landed on my back. Luckily, he was wearing a helmet.
It was terrifying.
I cried a lot.
Dude kept driving. Both of us are yelling at him, like.
And then I got up and I started chasing after him like a zombie. And I was like, give me your insurance.
Why the fuck does this motherfucker have expired insurance?
Okay, so I was fine, luckily. I went to I was crying because I didn't want to have to call an ambulance and pay for it. But then luckily this nurse came running to my help.
No, this lady stopped.
Oh, I thought she was a nurse.
No, she was just like a good Samaritan. And she was like, do you guys need a phone to call someone? And we're like, what? And she's like, are you going to call an ambulance? We're like, we can't afford it. She's like, you're not paying for it. He is. I was like, fine, I'll call him. I'll call him then. just didn't know. Just did not know what to do. Panicked,
crying. So called an ambulance. I got put on the stretcher and had a neck brace and I couldn't feel my hands. But I was totally fine.
And then I had to lock her bike to a stop sign, and then this police had to give me a ride to the hospital.
Oh, my God. And then we had to call her mom to pick us up from the hospital. I got x-rays, and, I mean, I was bruised, and it hurt to walk for a few days, but I was fine. So, anyway, I had been getting over my biking PTSD. We don't have a car, so biking really helps when we do it.
It shaves hours off of the time we have to spend doing errands.
Like, just stuff like going to the library or the grocery store or the gym. We can now bike to all of those places in Cleveland. And today we biked to the library. Just because I had 2 books to pick up. I didn't have to wait till there was something overdue. And then walk there for 2 hours. It's only a 40-minute walk. But anyway, so we're having a great day because we biked. And as I was getting on my bike, I got a compliment on my pants.
Yeah, that was pretty great. So we've been biking, and that's been really great. And honestly, feeling really good, and I attribute that a lot to the prosperity plan, just like as a manner of placing my focus in my life in different places. And I feel like as a result, we've been experiencing like a lot of magical serendipities. And the first one that we wrote down was last week. We biked to this grocery store that we haven't been to in, like, 3 months or something. Like, because it's a couple miles away. Actually, it's not... How far is it? Like, 1.9 miles?
Yeah, it's, like, 2 miles.
So, walking, it just takes forever. Like, it's, like, a whole day adventure if we want to go to Lucky's, which is, like, our half-price Whole Foods. And so, we've been needing to go there for a while to get, like... vegan pesto alfredo sauce and
some decent produce.
So finally it was a warm day and I was like, we're doing it, we're biking. And it was really easy, actually. So we get to Lucky's and we're digging around in the bread section because we're taking turns going to the bathroom. And just as Jessica goes to the bathroom, there's, like, this ruckus kind of behind me. And I realize that it was our favorite checker from Lucky's, Frank, was just returning from Florida. He had told us, like, I guess it was before Christmas that he was going to Florida to, like, help them open a new store down there. And so, like, the instant that we ended up going to Lucky's after, like, so many months was, like, the exact instant that our best Lucky's friend, Frank, like, reappeared. And it was just, like, so magical because he's part of the reason I really liked going there. And I had missed him the times that we went and he wasn't there because he's just so delightful. Commented on Jessica's humongous wheel of brie that she bought.
I didn't know we had a wheel this big. I'm getting a stomachache tonight.
So
I did too.
And it's just so funny because, like, right before we went to Lucky's, of course I thought about Frank, you know, and, like, kind of wondered to myself if he would be there. But then I just thought, like, and then I thought to myself, I bet he will be there, just because, like, I just had that expectation. Not that I cared if he was, and I wasn't attached to if he would be, but I did think to myself, ooh, I bet he will be there. And then he just happened to show up, like, at the same time as us, basically.
And we didn't even talk to him or anything, but just seeing him there was so nice because we got back at the same exact moment.
It's, like, so obvious why we couldn't go to Lucky's all that time, because Frank wasn't there.
He wasn't back yet.
And then we go to checkout, and Frank wasn't checking. It was, like, this other guy, and I don't know. It just wasn't Frank.
It was not Frank. So Lucky was great, and we made it home safe on our bikes. And I've actually been wearing this rosary because I'm using it as a mala bead counter, and I've decided it's going to be my bike protector.
Uh-huh.
My Jesus is going to take the wheel when I'm biking, and it's been working. There have been no dramas on my bike.
What has it been doing?
My rosary?
Mm-hmm.
Protecting me.
How so?
How is it doing it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have decided to give it significance, and so it's working.
In what way, though?
Well, after reading It's Here Now, Are You? by Bhagavan Das, he talked about how Jesus is like a saint. Like, I've been thinking about how, although I'm not Christian and I don't consider myself Christian, I can still look at Jesus as like a helpful saint figure.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about it in that Bhagavan Das book.
What's the name of the book?
It's Here Now, Are You?
And yes.
So,
but what's the name of the book?
It's Here Now, Are You? Good one. Okay, so, and every day when I meditate, I use my rosary as my counting beads, as to not appropriate mala beads. And anyway, it's been protecting me. What are you pointing at?
The mic.
What about it?
Talk into it.
I am. I'm trying to also make eye contact. It's working. Jesus is taking the wheel. Jesus loves me.
What I'm trying to pry out of you is, I guess, why does that work? Why does assigning power to an object protect you?
Oh, well, it's just intention. I just choose it. I just decide.
So you've chosen to feel protected.
Yes.
And so you're using the...
Well, what is working is that before I bike, I take a moment to think, okay, I am protected. Instead of, like, the times that I've gotten hit, the first time I was really angry, and I certainly wasn't thinking about being protected. And the second time, I was feeling really, like, vulnerable, I guess. But now, before I bike, I have my little rosary, and I just think it'll protect me.
So you've placed the intention, or you've aligned the particles in a manner such that they protect you. So
yeah, I'm choosing to think of myself as protected, and thus I am.
That's what I was getting at.
That's what Jesus is doing for me. I made Jesus my bitch, is what I had done.
Wow. Are we going to have to cut that part out?
Why?
A-A-V-E.
That's A-A-V-E.
What I had done?
Anyway. That's not proper English. What I had done. Like, what I had done on my house. What I did, that's...
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4 on the counter. Make a wish.
Look, a squirrel. Can't address that, so I'm going to change the subject.
I'm sorry if I said A-A-V-E. I really didn't know I was. What I had done. I had work done by Jesus.
You do like your services. I had work done by Jesus. Girl, who did your work?
Jesus.
Well, we have gotten magnificently off track. We're not even on acid.
Not today.
So, a lot of the other things that we wanted to talk about, that we wanted to tell you about, are kind of like what I see as evidence of the prosperity plan working, or just like evidence of the magic life in general. Although, but I guess before I tell you about like more evidence, I just want to preface it with saying, like, it's not necessarily like looking for evidence is like a very gray area. Would you agree, Jessica?
Yeah, because you can try too hard.
Right, like when you're looking for evidence of something you really want, then you could push it away because you're noticing that you don't have it. Like, if you're like, okay, I'm going to meditate so, like, I can get a bunch of money. And then once you get done meditating, you're like, where's the money?
Check your phone right away. I did that yesterday.
It's like, you're not like creating what you want by looking for that evidence. You're actually noticing the lack of it. So that's why it can be like a really touchy subject. But what I like to do is, I guess, try to look for evidence in everything. Like, and especially not looking for evidence of the thing I want, but just noticing how everything could be evidence of abundance, I guess.
Yeah, all you have to do is say thank you, and then you can see how it's evidence.
Like what?
Like, good segue. Like, when Linty pooped on me the other day.
Who's Linty?
Letty is my mom.
Oh my god.
Sorry, your mom. Just kidding. Linty.
Scree would never.
Linty is my cat. And she, I picked her up and she sharted on me.
What's and a shart?
I think we all know what a shart is. this is not a educational podcast.
It's sure as shit, is it?
So, she sharted on me, and I was like, man, that sucks. But, I mean, I didn't get too mad. I can't get mad at a cat for sharting. Like, I can't help it. So, I had to do the laundry then and take a shower. But what was funny is then the laundry was done, and I was already showered, and I was ready for my day. And she, like, kickstarted me into having a good day because I got my shit done and got ready right away. And then I was available to go places instead of hanging out in my pajamas till 7 o'clock. And then I decided I didn't want to go anywhere.
Hanging out in a slightly different pair of flannel pants.
I wish I had some flannel pants.
So then we ended up saying thanks, Linty, for sharting. And that's that's a reoccurring theme for us. We really try to say thanks, blah, blah, especially in an instance where we aren't feeling particularly thankful.
Are you ready for another example?
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Y'all, I had to switch web hosts from Bluehost to Dreamhost. And it has been very hard because it brought to light all of these issues with my website, how busted my database is, and how I'm using all these out-of-date plugins that are causing the PHP to overrun. Hang on, we have to get our other cat.
You can keep talking.
Okay, so my database was broken, and I was really stressed about it. I spent hours trying to get my database uploaded to my new site. Couldn't get it to upload. Kept giving me errors. So I'm really trying to be grateful, but I was actually not thinking about that at all. But finally, I got so frustrated. I'm like, I'm going to hire someone to help me because I can't do it. But what had happened... I hired this woman on Upwork.
You said, never mind. Go ahead. I'm not interrupting.
I wish you could see my face.
Why?
Not you, them.
Oh.
You can see my face.
What's the face?
It's the only face I have. Okay, so anyway, my database broke and I hired someone on Upwork to fix it. And this woman, Dua, fixed it for... I think it was $100 or maybe $60. And she solved my life so quickly. In like 1 hour, she fixed what I had been trying to fix for a straight 24 hours, minus time for sleeping. And then I was able to see how this was becoming a solution, because then we hired Dua to help us with something on one of our client projects, and it solved a problem that we've been having for a year. So thank you, database, for breaking.
It was a massive solution and a major, major manifestation, something that had been causing me a lot of stress, like Jessica said, for at least a year. And, you know, like, it wasn't a monetary manifestation. It wasn't a windfall. Well, I guess it was a windfall, but not in like a monetary way.
Right. We had to spend money, but... It was the best money we ever spent.
Right. And it's evidence of things resolving themselves when you give them an opportunity to, or when your focus is every single day on the solution or the potential for good or magic, or just looking for what the solution could be. Like, I guess... For a year, I was focused on the problem, you know, and only when I didn't even necessarily turn my attention toward a solution, but just turned my attention toward my inner world. And then a problem that had been plaguing me for a year basically resolved itself. Like, Jessica dealt with it all for me, even though, like, I felt like I was bearing a lot of the burden of the stress because I'm, like, the touch person for this particular project. But the resolution came without any input from me whatsoever.
Which reminds me of this note from the universe that I got that I posted to the School of Life Design Facebook group. You should check that out for all of my best good memes, like uplifting memes, not just funny memes, like helpful memes. And it was a note from the universe that said, anytime something bad happens or you feel a flutter of butterflies in your stomach or you get bad news, you should get excited because it means an excellent adventure awaits. That's a paraphrase. And it's saying, like, anytime that you get bad news or something goes wrong, it actually means that the pieces are shifting so that your life can start going better, so that you can get what you want. Because if you don't change anything, there's no room to get what you want. And sometimes it takes things breaking to make the space.
Right. Yeah, just because it's, like, not going as you expected it to go doesn't mean that it's, like, bad or it's not in your favor just because it's, like, causing you stress.
So, that was awesome. got my database fixed. Got the client's database fixed. And now we're going to talk about some more magic.
Well, I thought a good segue was, like, the most recent day when she was working on it and it was broken and she was getting really upset about it and letting it ruin her day.
Oh yeah, I was. I cried. Oh my God, I cried and cried. I was so upset at this website. It was so stressed because my website isn't really a big money maker, but I need it to, like, post my content that I need to feel good. It's my home. It's where I go to feel good. And it was gone.
So she was, like, freaking out about that. And I'm like, sis.
Crying. Crying for, like, an hour.
But we hadn't left the house the day before, which is, like, a known issue in our house that, like, we have a rule. We're supposed to leave the house every day because we know if we don't, then, like, tension builds and one of us inevitably, like,
flips out.
Yeah. And it was, like, I could tell that it was just, like, the fact that we hadn't left the house or hadn't moved our bodies was contributing heavily to this, to her mood, you know?
Just sitting hunched over my computer for 24 hours.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, I had the distance and the perspective, you know, like the distance from the project to be able to see that and not be so, like, attached to the resolution. But anyway, I was like, we need to go for a walk. And so we walked down to Lake Erie, which happens to be, like, 1 mile from our house. If anyone wants to move to Cleveland and live at the beach.
Cleveland rocks.
And we're walking there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this huge group of cyclists comes, like, right when we were about to go and under this underpass that, like, passes under the highway, and then you're at the lake. A ton of cyclists come out of nowhere, and a ton of them, like, many of them are doing wheelies, which happens to be, like, one of our winks from the universe, which I'm sure you probably heard about us talk about before, but it could be anything. It's just something that you decide that you like, and you just decide that when you see it, that that's, like, a nod from the universe, right? Like, saying, I love you, or I'm here for you, or I have your back, or, you know, everything's gonna be okay. Yeah, isn't this fun? That's a good one. So
The wheelie crew, like 100 people on bikes came zooming past us, maybe 40% doing wheelies.
A lot of them, and other tricks.
40 people doing wheelies.
One leg, spinning around, like, they had taken over the whole street. It was just like, it was just like one of those things that's such an obvious reflection, you know, and that to anyone else would be seen as a coincidence. But to me, I knew it was a reflection of a motion towards the flow, of a motion towards the magic, of a motion towards stepping away from physically trying to hammer things out and allowing life to live through us. And just by taking that step, we were a match to something that in our minds was like very magical.
Very, very magical. And then my whole life was solved after we went to the lake. And what do we do? Do we take pictures? Mm-hmm. Do we meditate? We just chill on the rocks and look at the water and take pictures. And I felt so much better after this walk. And then we came home and the support wrote back and they were like, no help, but they did point me in the right direction. Funny story. The help says, maybe you should try deactivating all your plugins and then try. And I'm like, no, it can't be that. It's you. It's you. And then I deactivated all my plugins and I fixed it.
And of course, my solution is just to give the help a speech as if that's going to help anything.
Like, yeah, she's...
Tell him
you're going to stop using the service.
Well, which she should, because it's shitty service, and I was dead-ass correct on that, and I still am.
At least they have support to write back to tell me to
tell you that their service sucks, and they can't support a basic-ass website with, like, very little going on. Anyway.
Should I spend another week moving back to the old host?
Please don't. Please just upgrade.
But it's, well, the principle.
Okay, so we're getting close on time, but I wanted to tell them about Vincent, because that was like just the icing on the magical cake this week.
Okay, so check it out.
And it's so funny because it's like, it's so similar to the Frank situation.
Yeah, because our life is basically going to the grocery store.
And our only friends are service people, so...
At the grocery store. That's how we're living out here. It's awesome. So, we walk to Save-A-Lot, and we're going to go get some groceries. And this was during Dingus Day.
No one knows what Dingus Day is.
Yes, they do. Look it up. You dingus. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that it was Dingus Day.
It's a polka festival. It was very busy. The store wasn't busy, but the area surrounding was quite populated.
So we're trying to kill time before the parade starts. So we're going to go to Save-A-Lot and get these essentials we need. So we go to Save-A-Lot, and my favorite cashier... Well, all these stories are about our favorite cashier. That's who our friends are.
It's literally the only people we talk to.
And the librarians.
And Aurora.
And that's all I can think of. Oh, and our friend, and Ryan. Ryan and Fetty. And my mom. And Joy.
And Scree.
But in person, the only people we talk to are the cashiers. And our neighbor next door. So... we go to Save-A-Lot, and our favorite cashier, Vincent, opens a register just for us to check out, and he's so
runs
nice.
Up there, waits for us to look like we're getting ready, and then, meanwhile, okay, there's been a line, and there's one cashier open. There's been a line since we walked in there, like three people deep. All of a sudden, when we get to the front, Vincent is like, go running to open the line. Did you guys need to check out?
We were like, yep. Let me just grab some onions.
Actually, we were like, we're not quite ready. And he was like, are you sure? I don't think you can carry all that. And we were like, you're right.
So he checked us out, and he was so friendly and so nice. And it was so nice for someone to be friendly to us.
He told us that we're his favorite customers.
And it just made
it was really
day.
Flattering.
It was so uplifting. It meant so much to me. Like, when you don't contact a lot of people in person, every little interaction really takes on a lot of significance.
It's so true.
So he was just being so nice, and I was like, oh my god, this person's being nice to us, what? And then I thought to myself, it would be so cool to see him outside of work, like, just run into him and then, you know, talk like real people, not like you're at your job and we're your customer. Just passed, the thought passed through my mind. I was like, yeah, that would be really nice. So we take the groceries home, and then we walk back to the neighborhood corner and wait for the parade to start, and we eat our ponchki. And the parade starts, and it ends. And then we hear behind us, hey, you caught the parade after all.
No, that's not what he said.
I thought that's what he said.
No, he said, I see you.
I didn't hear that. Then what?
Then I said, yeah, we caught the parade after all.
Really?
And he didn't hear us. And he kept walking, and then it happened that we were actually leaving at that moment, so we ended up at the crosswalk at the same time as him, introduced ourselves, found out he lives in the neighborhood, and it was all just so magical. And then Jessica was like, I thought about that. I wanted that. You know, like,
I thought about that an hour before. And it was just like a passing desire, but it was like a strong desire, like, oh my god, we could have a friend.
Strong desire, low resistance. Strong desire, low resistance. That is the equation for manifestation. Pony just jumped up here. She entangled herself all in her rosary.
Jesus. So now Vincent's our friend, and my magic's on 12, and it's thanks to the prosperity plan, and check it out.
This has been another really fun and funny episode of The Fun Show.
We've covered sharts, and that's about it. We're covered in sharts.
Thanks for listening.